Hello and welcome to Let's Talk About Conflict. I'm your host, Glenn Nash, an attorney mediator in Dallas, Texas. So one of the things I've been thinking a lot about is resiliency. Resiliency, easy for me to say. So today we're going to discuss resiliency. And so please, please hang on and don't switch this off because it is not a new agey, you can do it, discussion. And that, no, that's not the point. But there is some real social science around learning to be resilient and putting yourself into positions so that you can grow that muscle of resiliency. So today we're going to dig into some of that social science and apply why resiliency belongs in a conversation about conflict, because that's what we talk about here. Okay, today I'm going to discuss research from two amazing authors, Brené Brown, who I know we've discussed before, and Angela Duckworth. This way we can better understand what it means to be resilient. Going to give us a framework to discuss this from and allow us to get a better idea of why resiliency is so important and how we can work on building it in ourselves, how to recognize it and how to build it. So I'm going to begin with Brené Brown. So hopefully you're already familiar with that name, an unusual name. There's not a lot of those names out there. Brené Brown, she is a highly successful author who focused her initial research on shame. And I got to tell you, I can't think anybody's like, really, you want to know about shame? That's okay. But she has multiple TED Talks, which her TED Talk just blew everybody out of the water the first time she really came on and talked about her research. And then she has a podcast called Dare to Lead. So for our podcast today, I want to focus on Brené's first book. And her first book from 2010 is called The Gifts of Imperfection. I've talked about this book before. I think it's a really important book. It's a very short book, frankly. So if you don't have a lot of patience, that is the book for you. You can read it. And it's a really important thing to have in your head, I think, The Gifts of Imperfection. So within this book, she cites multiple studies on what common traits are among resilient people. And she lists five common factors that resilient people seem to have on repeat. You can look for this and see this. If you see these five things, these are probably resilient people. So here's what they are. One, they are resourceful and have really good problem-solving skills. Okay. Two, they are more likely to seek help, i.e. driving directions or explanations or something like that, but they're going to ask for help. Three, they hold the belief that they can do something that will help them to manage their feelings and to cope. Yeah, that's a big one. That's a big one, right? Let's go back and think about what we talked about with Kaylee Dunn. You know, are you going to do something that will help you manage your feelings and to cope with what you've got to deal with? That's a big one. Number four, they have a social support available to them. So family, friends, classmates, a network of something that's going to give them support in their social world. And it doesn't have to be defined. It's kind of interesting part about that, but they have a social network available so that if they need to be assisted or held up, there's a group that's going to do that for them. And number five, they are connected with others, such as family or friends. So four and five kind of go together, but I have a feeling there was a very specific study that made those two things get separated. So we'll just keep it as five. Okay. So just to say it one more time, the five common factors in resilient people is that they're resourceful and have good problem-solving skills. They're more likely to seek help. They hold the belief that they can do something that will help them to manage their feelings and to cope. They have social support available to them. And number five, they are connected with others, such as family or friends. So that's how Brené Brown lists out these things to say, hey, common factors in resilient people look like this. Now I'm going to look at Angela Duckworth and her research. So I 100% kind of have a girl crush on Angela Duckworth. I think she's brilliant. I think her book is fantastic. Her book is called Grit, The Power of Passion and Perseverance. I mean, it's the better title than that. I don't know. Grit. This book was published in 2016. If you haven't read it, it's worth a read. It's not a shorter read. It's Gift of Imperfection, but it is a really fast read. It's easy and enjoyable. So Angela Duckworth also has a podcast with Mike Mon called No Stupid Questions. And it's part of the Freakonomics podcast family. Highly recommend Freakonomics and No Stupid Questions. It is my go-to podcast right now because I think Angela Duckworth is brilliant, but I'm not being paid to say that. I just actually think it's true. All right, let's go back to the book Grit that Angela wrote in 2016. So the focus of her research and book, and this is applicable as to the discussion we're having today on resiliency, can rather be distilled into two sentences. Okay, so I've kind of taken all of her work in this book and try to focus it into our conversation today. One, a fixed mindset about ability leads to pessimistic explanations of adversity, and that in turn leads to both giving up on challenges and avoiding them in the first place. All right, I'm gonna say that again. These are the two sentences when we're talking about resiliency. So one, a fixed mindset about ability, one's own ability, leads to pessimistic explanations of adversity. And that in turn leads to both giving up on challenges and avoiding them in the first place. Ooh, we're back to that word avoid. You know, we all kind of avoid periodically, but if you say that you're constantly avoiding, you may find that you're in a fixed mindset. Now, the second sentence of distillation I have for you today is instead work to be in a growth mindset, not a fixed mindset. Have optimistic self-talk and focus on the work it will take to persevere over adversity. All right. So we did the pessimistic. Let's do the optimistic. Instead, work to be in a growth mindset, not a fixed mindset. Have optimistic self-talk and focus on the work it will take to persevere over adversity. Okay. Fixed mindset. It can't be done. I'm not capable. I'm not smart enough. Whatever it is, you've already closed your mind to possibilities. Growth mindset says, hey, we're capable people. We can do some things. Let's don't get ahead of ourselves, saying that we can't. And let's focus on what it's going to take to get through this. This is the goal. The whole goal of this podcast is to encourage you to feel like it's worth the time to work on these skills so that you can go through and persevere when you have to deal with stuff. Additionally, Professor Duckworth wants people to update their beliefs about intelligence and talent. It's fascinating where she goes, and it is like completely in contrast to what society rewards. That's for a different day, but please, you get a chance to read the book. It's worth your time. And if reading the book and listening to these two researchers on their individual podcast isn't enough for you, you can listen to an episode of Dare to Lead where Brené Brown features Angela Duckworth. I'm just going to tell you all of the things I've mentioned about these two incredible women are worth your limited time. And every time I go back and read this or listen to something they're working on, I feel like I learn one more new thing. So I totally encourage you if you get a chance. Okay. All right. Let's take a breath and focus for a second. Together, these five common factors and a growth mindset, they don't say that belongs to people who've never had a bump in the road. Rather, all of this really reflects on people who understand everything is not going to go perfectly and it's still worth doing. It will be okay. It is still worth doing it. There will most likely be another chance to try again on another day. And all those little things that we deal with day in and day out and day in and day out, they're not life and death issues. If it doesn't go right the first time, you'll probably get a chance to try it again. I was putting this together, I was thinking about that meme, which I know you've seen it, but it's the little funny looking dog, and behind the dog, the house is on fire, and it's like, this is fine, everything is fine, we're fine. Maybe it is fine. Okay. I look at that and everybody's like, what do you mean? It can't be fine. The house is on fire. Maybe the house needed to burn. I don't know. But instead of seeing failure or disruption or catastrophizing, if we can stay in a growth mindset, we can look for opportunity to understand and to develop that skill of saying, hey, maybe it is fine. Or if it's not fine right now, it doesn't mean it's life and death. It doesn't mean the end of the world. Okay, why are we talking about resiliency on a show about conflict? Why? Bottom line, resiliency in moments of adversity, insert conflict, give people the confidence that they will be okay on the other side of difficult situations. Let me say that again. Resiliency in moments of adversity or conflict give people who choose to have it the confidence that they will be okay on the other side of that conflict or difficult situation. Perfection is not a real thing. Rather, the striving to do and to be one's best is what we really need to put our attention on. When faced with conflict, knowing that leaning into the situation rather than avoiding it is really going to work and build our resiliency muscle. And when we strengthen that resiliency muscle by doing, we recognize that, you know, it's uncomfortable. We recognize that it's uncomfortable. Conflict is not an end. It is not game over, man. It's not. But rather, working through the conflict gives us the ability to become grittier. And we get grittier, we strengthen our bonds, and we go back to all those things that Brené Brown was talking about with having that network and asking for help and knowing that, you know, these things are available. So encourage you yet again, when faced with conflict, lean in and build that resiliency muscle by putting an effort into trying to understand how to get through it and not avoid it. My friends, that is all I have for you today. I would say keep your eyes on the prize and keep building that resiliency muscle. Feel free to contact us at letstalkaboutconflict.com and through Instagram on the same name. We're also on YouTube if you like to watch your podcast. Not me, but hey, who's to say? Thank you so much for joining me, and we'll see you down the road.